Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. We're wrapping up a year, and I know you're preparing for a new year. I trust that you're putting together a few thoughts and goals and dreams for 2019. I know I am, but I'm spending more time in preparation for 2019 in becoming what the Lord wants me to become, more so than the things that I want to get done, which I'm finding to be very difficult, and I need some new tools in my toolbox to do that. I've spent most of my life trying to accomplish things, and I haven't done a really good job in trying to make sure I build me into the person God wants me to be. So I wanted to take a look at tools. Over the past couple of years, Jenny and the girls have been so kind to give me different tools and gifts as I like to work with wood and whatnot. And one of the things I found most helpful is they've given me a series of tools from Ryobi that they all operate on the same battery system. And so I have all kind of things. I've got a jigsaw, skill saw. I've got all kind of tools, including vacuums and blowers that all work on this same battery. And I love them. But I've discovered as I try to build my own life, as I try to become the person that can rest in Christ and connect to the vine, I've discovered I need one big tool, and that is this. I need grace. Now, I find that grace is something that is unique to our faith system, because there is nothing that I can do. There's nothing I can buy. There's no act I can go do that earns me more or less grace. I mean, God has offered me grace. And in our staff meeting the other day, Pastor Carlos, who pastors Sugar Hill Español, he was sharing a short devo with us, and he was talking about the woman caught in adultery in John chapter 8. And when she was caught in adultery, they brought her out and they called her out in front of everybody, because the scripture says that she was brought out in front of the crowd. In other words, she was called out publicly. I mean, just imagine. Think of the thing that you would hate for the world to know about you and your private life, and it was scattered across CNN, Fox News, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Huffington Post. It was all across the world. I think you would feel pretty miserable. Here's the good news and the bad news. Are you ready? The good news is that only God knows it all. Think about that. Only your Creator knows it all. When Carlos said those words, I thought to myself, this is so great. This is why he could say, let the one that has never sinned offer the first stone. You see, only he knows every thought and every purpose and every motivation. I'm so glad that he offers us grace, even though he knows it all. He knows every selfish thought. He knows everything in my mind that has a poor motivation. And yet in the midst of all that, you know what he says? I still want to offer you all the grace that I can. You know what else I have noticed? That only he is the one free from sin. I heard, I believe it was Bailey Smith in a crusade years ago, that Jesus was the only one left standing. He said to them, okay, if you're without sin, you throw the first rock. And everybody dropped the rock and they turned around and they left. And then this woman was in the dirt and Jesus was the only one standing. And I love this. The statement years ago that I recalled was Jesus was the only one standing because he was the only one that knew where he stood. Isn't that beautiful? Because he's the only one that was free of sin. I love this. And then thirdly, only Jesus can offer grace. What this woman needed was not more judgment. She needed enough grace to receive forgiveness. I love the fact that Romans 6:23 is clear that all of us have totally blown this life. All of us have let sin creep into our life. All of us need forgiveness. And forgiveness is only offered by somebody that can extend us grace. Now, here's the beauty as we wrap up today's weekday podcast. When we receive grace, we now can extend grace. So as you prepare for a new year, allow your Creator to fill you with His grace that comes with forgiveness and love and mercy. And He does all that so that you might extend grace as well. So as you prepare for a new year, let your own soul be preparing for grace, because it's in the reception and the giving of grace that we will become more and more like Christ himself. Oh, listen, friend, it's going to be a great year in 2019 here at the Weekday Podcast. On January 7, we're going to launch a kind of a sister podcast that's entitled The Weekday Meditation. So one will be like this, where we have a brief piece of scripture and a short piece of commentary. And then the second part, that will be totally separate, weekdaymeditation.com, will be a time for you to reflect and have a guided time to spend time in solitude with the Lord God. Have a great day. I look forward to seeing you back again on the Weekday Podcast soon. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.